Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to share with you the word of God as a youth message. God is always good. And thanks to Pastor and Saji Pastor and even Joel Pastor who's on the line. Welcome him also today. And we are going to read today from the Bible, Matthew chapter 15. Verse 22 to 28. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 28. Let me just read 22nd verse, and then we will go on respectively. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." As I was thinking what to speak this week, the Holy Spirit inspired me to speak these words. You are very familiar with this chapter or this incident. You have heard as believers, as young people, you know the story, and you all are familiar with this instance which occurred. But the Lord inspired me to share from this aspect. So I would like to talk today about Jesus and the Canaanite women. Here you can see, let me just go directly into the topic. And behold, a woman of Canaan. So this instance, you can see there was a Canaanite woman who is coming out to Jesus and is crying out to Jesus. What did she cry out? "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." So what the Canaanite women, if you see the Jews, she is considered as a Gentile. She is considered as a person who's not of the part of the Jews. But when you read the Bible in the other aspect, in Mark, when you read 7:26, Mark refers her to as a person who lives with a Greek culture. So in other words, this person doesn't know anything about the Jewish religion, or doesn't know anything about the Jewish culture. She's a person who's living as a Canaanite woman, who is against the Jews, who has nothing to do with the Jews, and her culture is totally different. But even if her culture is different, what did she do here? You can see she came to the feet of Jesus. She sought the feet of Jesus. And how did she introduce Jesus? She said, "O Lord, son of David." What does this mean? When we read Romans chapter 3, verse 17 to 20, you can see about the Jews. You can read Romans chapter 3, verse 1. No, it's Romans chapter 2, sorry. Okay. It is chapter 2, verse 17 to 20. It reads like this: "Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the Lord, and make your boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law." Okay, let me go one by one. So Jews, what do they claim? They make boast in God. They say that they have special knowledge about God. They know his will, they say. They say that they approve the things of God. And they are confident that, the 19th verse it says, they are confident that they are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are perishing, an instructor to the foolish. So you see, a superb description about the Jews are written there. They say there is a teacher of the babes. In other words, the Jews consider themselves as something special. But what happens here is, even though they considered something as special, the Jews failed to realize what this Canaanite woman saw. What did the Canaanite women see different? Okay, that's what I'm coming to show you. The Jews on one side were very boastful. They have God. They have everything. They were boasting, but they failed to recognize what this Canaanite woman saw. What this Canaanite woman saw was, she saw, what did she see? O Lord, Son of David. She had a revelation of Jesus Christ, you can see. The revelation which was supposed to be to the Jews, which was supposed for them to open up their eyes and see, because they had the law. They had everything written in the law, but that they couldn't open, or their eyes were not opened. But this Canaanite woman had this beautiful revelation of calling Jesus, O Lord, Son of David. Today also, that is what we as Christians need. God is not concerned about what our colors, our education, our status in society. But what God is concerned is, do you have a revelation of Jesus Christ? The Jews had their law. The Jews knew about the law. The Jews had good things to say about the law, but they failed to realize the Creator when he was in the midst of them. But this Canaanite woman, you can see, she is addressing him as, O Lord, Son of David. How beautiful. That is she, in other words, she is acknowledging that Jesus is the Messiah, you can see. Today also, you can see that many millions of people do not have this revelation. Even the so-called Christians do not have this revelation of Jesus. They call themselves Christians. Even believers do not have a revelation of Jesus Christ. You can see that. When you see the life of, you can see in the Bible, when Paul, when he went to the way to Damascus, he had a revelation of Jesus Christ. And that revelation brought a transformation in his life. So you cannot rely on your fathers or your traditions just because your father is a Pentecostal, or just because your mom is a good Christian, doesn't mean that you know about Jesus. You need to have a revelation of Jesus Christ, of who he is and what he is in your life. This Canaanite woman, you can know that she realized that he is the Messiah. He is the one to save the world, is she realized today. How is your life? Do you realize? How do you realize? What is the revelation of Jesus Christ in your life? What revelations do you have about Jesus? Do you have? That is a question that each of one has to answer. It doesn't end like that. She also asks him, my daughter is severely demon possessed. So what does that mean? She acknowledges that Jesus had authority over the demons. When she said, my daughter is severely demon possessed, O Lord, Son of David, she acknowledges that, O God, you are sufficient to heal my daughter. You are sufficient. You have power over demon possessions. She acknowledged. We also, when we say that Jesus is our Savior, Jesus is our God, Jesus is our Master, you should understand that he is capable of controlling every situation in our life. Whatever storms you are going through, whatever paths you are going through, if you know, if you have the revelation of Jesus Christ, you can bring those problems into the path, into the feet of Jesus. Here she is bringing. She is severely demon-possessed. She knows that she is demon-possessed, and she brings it to the feet of Jesus. And what happened there is, she acknowledged that, Jesus, you can have authority over this demon possession. You can cast it out, and you can set it free. That is why she came to Jesus there. If she had not believed in that, she wouldn't have come there. You should understand, like, for instance, why do we go to a doctor? Because we trust that the doctor is going to heal whatever problems we have. If you don't trust the doctor, you may go for a first opinion and go for a second opinion. And then you go for a third opinion because you don't trust them. But when all three opinions come that something is, what they say is right, you start trusting what they say. Similarly, here, you can see that she is trusting in Jesus that he has power to heal her daughter's demon possession. So today also, you should understand the God whom we serve. In the paths that you tread on, you should understand the revelation of Jesus Christ also means that he has power over everything. He has power over the sicknesses. He has power over the demons. He has power over the sea. He has power over everything in this world. We should acknowledge that today. That is what this Canaanite woman did. How beautiful. If you see, if you open your eyes and if you really think about it, how beautifully is she addressing this issue rather than the Jews who are around criticizing here. And then what did she do? You can see her there. You can see that in the 25th verse, she came and worshipped him, it says. So not only she was willing to say that you are the Messiah, you have power over demons, she is willing to publicly acknowledge that Jesus is God. She could have said, oh, the people around me, I'm afraid to do it. She could have said, or she could have said, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I have it in my heart. That's what many Christians are doing. They think that, oh, I have it in my heart. But here you can see the Canaanite woman, she came and worshiped him. She acknowledged in front of all the people that, oh, you are the living God and I am worshiping you. That is a strong and a bold decision. Even young people or even believers, when we are in our workplace, do not be ashamed of Jesus. Do not be ashamed to worship Jesus and or exalt the name of Jesus. We can learn from this Canaanite woman. She was not afraid of the culture. She was not afraid of the surroundings. She was not afraid of what opinions others would think. But she was fully convinced of what she is doing. Today also, young people, if you have a revelation of Jesus Christ, you should acknowledge him in the open, in the midst of your friends, when you get an opportunity. When you get an opportunity, you should worship him wherever it is possible. That is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is what this Canaanite woman had, a beautiful revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, that today also we should have such a revelation of Jesus Christ. When you look into the Bible, you can see how John the Apostle, when he was in Patmos, the Bible says like this, when he was in Patmos, when he was all alone there, he had a revelation of Jesus Christ. When you are all alone in your life, when you think that nobody is going to help you, you can still have a revelation of Jesus Christ. When everybody in this world is forsaking you, it is possible for you to have a revelation of Jesus Christ. You can also see the life of Paul, as I said, on the way to Damascus, he had a revelation, a beautiful revelation of Jesus Christ, which said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And that really changed his life. But such an experience is not written about the Canaanite woman. How did she have this experience? Certainly she would have heard about Jesus. She would have seen the signs of Jesus. She believed in her heart. So what should you and I do? The revealed word of God is there in our hands. From the beginning till the end of this Bible, you can see that it talks only about one person, that is Jesus. If you really read from Genesis to Revelation, you have many, many stories, many, many incidents. But what does it ultimately reveal? It reveals only one person, and that person is Jesus Christ. So if you meditate on this revealed word of God, I'm not saying that God cannot give you visions. I'm not limiting God, that God cannot do other things. But one thing is certain, what you can know is the revealed word of God is with us. If you meditate the word of God, if you study the word of God, what will happen is Jesus, the revelation of Jesus will grow in your life. Of the concepts of Jesus in your life, the attributes of Jesus can increase in your life when you spend time with Jesus. Sometimes God can give you revelations like in the instance of John or in the instance of Paul. But more than that, you have the most reliable source, the most inspired word of God, that is the Bible, for us to rely on. So today I would try to encourage each and every one of us to have this revelation of Jesus Christ. What can happen is, some things like what happened to the Galatian church can happen. What happened there? Even though Jesus was clearly portrayed before them, they started to drift away. If you are starting to drift away from the revelation you had at one time, today the Holy Spirit is still speaking to you. Come back to Him. Read the Word of God to take more revelation of Jesus Christ. The Bible is like a well, I would say. The more you draw water from it, the more you are going to get. The more you drink with it, the more you will be eagerly waiting to enjoy His presence. So today I would I encourage everyone to meditate on the Word of God, to have this revelation about Jesus Christ, a revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, coming back, we can see here, let me come back to the Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. Here, 22, she's asking to Jesus, what did she ask? Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered not a word. Oh, a very interesting passage, okay? You have somebody asking here, and Jesus is not responding. She told everything right there. Oh Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. I acknowledge that you have power over demons. She didn't worship him that time, but later on she was worship him. You can see. But here, Jesus did not answer anything. This is totally, sometimes it may confuse us. But what happened there, you can see, the disciples came and urged him. The disciples are coming. Oh, please send her away. She is crying after us. In other words, the disciples are fed up of her, that they want her to go off. Am I right? So here you can see, and what Jesus is answering the second time, he says, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came and worshipped him and saying, Lord, help me. 26th verse I'm reading. But he answered, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So what you can see in this Canaanite woman is she had a revelation of Jesus, but she also developed a relationship with Jesus. She's persistently kept on petitioning Jesus, okay? She not only had, many of us have a revelation. We had a revelation once in our lifetime. We had a revelation that Jesus is Messiah. And what happened is that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And after that, we don't build on that on that relationship. But here, not only a revelation she had, she is building a relationship with God. Even though Jesus did not answer her the first time, she did not stop asking God. She kept on persistently petitioning God. So this is a good reminder for each and every one of us. Even though you don't get an answer immediately, doesn't mean that you shut the door and say, oh, this is not working. No. Here you can see that Jesus did not answer her for a purpose. And the second time you can see, Jesus is again talking a negative answer. Jesus is telling, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That is a total negative answer. In other words, you are not a part of Israel. You can go away. you can get out from the place. That's indirectly. And if some of us are there who are sensitive, would say, oh, that's it. I'm done with this person. But she didn't do that. She came and worshiped him again. That's what the Bible says, how beautiful it is. And she says, Lord, help me. So if somebody asks you, is Jesus is God? Like, this is out of topic, but let me just mention and say that Jesus never accepted worship. Here is a classical example. Jesus accepted worship there. Jesus, when they came and worshiped, when the Canaanite women worshiped Jesus, Jesus did not say, don't worship me. He accepted that worship, you can see. So that also proves that Jesus is God. That is, but that's a total different topic, and I don't want to enter into that right now, but that is a total different study. But here what you can see, she kept on persisting or developing that relationship with Jesus. And the communion with Jesus grew on. And the third time she comes and says to Jesus, she says, Lord, help me. What did Jesus say? It is not good to take the children's bread and give it to the little dogs. In other words, you don't deserve the bread. You deserve only the crumbs. You are not even worthy for the bread. If somebody says all these things, how will our heart be? We might run off. But what happens there is the relationship with Jesus is increasing. And what happened is, you can see when the relationship with Jesus is increasing, her faith is increasing there. That is what you can understand. When you petition to God persistently, your faith in God will increase and not decrease. Your faith in God will certainly should increase every day when you petition to God, because you know whom you are calling. Even though he doesn't say a word, even though you know that he gives us a negative answer, you can trust in him because he is so reliable. He is so trustworthy. He is the one who can control everything, you can see. And how can I say that as faith increased? Her faith increased. Read the 28th verse. Jesus attested it. Jesus said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Even in spite of her, of Jesus saying, you don't even deserve the children's bread. Even though when Jesus said that, what did she do? Her faith did not go down. Today also, even when we are petitioning before God, when we sit in the presence of God, even though we do not see any answers right away, even though we don't see anything right away, we can know one thing. Our faith should be increasing in God day by day. Our faith should not decrease. We should not get disappointed because we have a relationship with Jesus. The relationship with Jesus should increase our faith. And another thing we can see here is, in this instance, because you know the instance, I'm not really going through that instance there, you can see the depths of mystery was revealed to her. What is this? The depths of mystery was revealed to this person or the Canaanite woman. Here you can see when Jesus on the 28th verse, it says, let it be to you as you desire. What does that mean? Let it be to you as you desire. Here you can see the mystery which Paul talks later on. Here, this is a Canaanite woman who is coming to Jesus, and Jesus is accepting her. Jesus is healing her daughter and accepting her. This is a precursor of the great mystery which was revealed to Paul later on. What is that mystery? The Gentiles will be a part of the Jews. The Gentiles will be a part of the body of Christ. If you see here, Jesus' acceptance of the Canaanite women is a great mystery. Now we can understand that, because this was revealed to us through the word. The deep mystery of that, the Gentiles will be part of the Jews, which was revealed later on, that was also can be seen in this instance. When you have a relationship with God, what I'm coming to say is this. When you have a relationship with God, that the deep mysteries of God will be revealed to you through his word. The deep mysteries of God that you don't fathom, that you don't imagine. I've read this many times, these passages, but This time when I read, God gave me different thoughts. That's what I'm coming. The deeper mysteries of God will be revealed to each person when you have this relationship. It will increase in, your faith. It will also lead into a depths of God's mysteries will be revealed to you. Then what? Lastly, let us see what is one more point and I will conclude. The 28th verse, once again, I'll read for you. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." What does this mean? There was the reward of Jesus. I would say that she had a revelation of Jesus Christ. She had a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then we can see the reward of Jesus. What did Jesus do? In spite of talking negative, Jesus said to her, "O woman, great is your faith," she says. Jesus praised her for her faith. Even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. When she said that, in the 27th verse, you can see that. What did Jesus say? Great is your faith. Jesus is appreciating there. Jesus is rewarding her. What is the reward she got? The Lord said, "Let it be as you desire. Go ahead. You will have a healing. Your daughter is healed right now." That is what the reward she got for acknowledging Jesus. Today also, you may think, what is our reward we are doing? When you read Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, well, let me just read it for you. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, it says like this. "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive hundredfold and inherit eternal life." I would say if you have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ, if you have a relationship with the Lord, He's a God who will reward you too. He is not a God. If you have left anything, if young people, any believer, if you sacrifice anything for the Lord, He is not a debtor to anybody. I'm not saying that you will get everything in this world, but certainly you will have eternal life. You will have reward in heaven, I'm sure. 100%, that's what the Bible says. Even though you don't see it on this earth, even though you may not see it, God might give you on this earth. I'm not guaranteeing you that, but one thing is guaranteed. In eternity, when we stand with Him, everything that you do, every sacrifice that you have made, if you have left your house, if you have left your brothers and sisters, if you're standing alone, leaving your family alone, if you have done everything for the sake of Christ, God is not a debtor. He will reward you on the day of judgment. He will reward you and bless you. That is why we are saying, as Pastor was saying yesterday, the relationship with Jesus is so great. If you have it, our goal is in eternity. The purpose or the foundation of our life is eternity. So let us always expect rewards from heaven. Let us expect reward in heaven. Let us not look at the appreciation of man. Man can today praise you, put you down tomorrow, but the reward which you sacrifice and stand for God or spend time for God, the reward we will have in heaven. Let me conclude with this. Do we have a true revelation of Jesus Christ? Today, do you have that? As believers, do we have a revelation? If we had a revelation, have we gone astray from the revelation? It is time to introspect. It is time to change ourselves. The Holy Spirit, if we have gone away from that revelation and tried to put everything else in the world into that, that is not what God desires. have a perfect revelation of Jesus Christ, develop a relationship with Jesus Christ, get into a closer, don't be discouraged if God is saying no to you on certain things. You certainly, when you have the persistent petitioning, your faith will increase. There will be deep mysteries of God will be revealed to you. The purposes of God will be revealed in your life. And certainly, and lastly, certainly for all these things, you have a reward. The Canaanite woman had a reward. She had a daughter completely healed. Today also, we can trust in this Lord. We can rely on this Lord. And may the good Lord bless you with these words.